VDZ Mobile.
W8FU.
NAWRO, southbound Gratiot from Muttonville.
Good morning.
Getting
underway here myself. Should hit the bagel place right when they open.
Sounds good. I thought Mike might be out here. I was gassing up when he called out a few minutes before you did.
Yeah, well, unless you need to be there early or you're coming from a long distance, still a little bit ahead of schedule.
You know, I didn't even think about it, but maybe he's on 7.2 because dual band and all that.
That might be the place to try. I got that in the, scan list here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wally.
Almost out of here. So, I'm gonna head towards your way in about 4 minutes.
Morning, Walter. Just trucking along 16 here. I got to stop at the bagel joint. I don't know how long that'll take, but I'm guessing I'll be there probably about anywhere from a quarter after to 20 after.
Okay. I will go across the street and get some coffee. One of those containers and some cups and all the spices.
Canadian trash trucks are backed up all the way to Gratiot for the landfill. I've never seen that.
Guess it's a popular place to be. Funny, I'm trying to pull in 850 Cleveland on the AM dial and you just hear it fluttering in and out. You know, almost enough to make it out. The band's all lengthened out. And then when the sun, as soon as the sun breaks and the starts ionizing, it'll shorten up the band and usually comes in real good during the day. Just funny how that works.
Good morning, Sean, everybody. WAPD, walking into work.
I like our good morning, Brian. So no breakfast for you.
VDZ Mobile.
Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Doing this morning.
I'm waiting for my K-cup to get done.
I oatmeal this morning. I got half a cinnamon in the toolbox.
Morning, Mike. Got Wally and Kim and Brian and myself out here, all heading for the, well, except Brian, all heading for the same destination. I'm about 5 minutes away from the bagel joint. They don't open for 9 minutes, so.
Well, it's already a party out here. How cool. Yeah, I'm just getting on 696, just heading down into the ditch. So I may lose you. We'll see. I don't know. And I'll be heading over there to meet you guys there. Over to you, Wally.
My coffee is done. My truck is idling. I'm going to bring in any tone. XPR with me, just in case, and maybe I'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts. Mike, like coffee? What do you prefer, Dunkin' Donuts or Tim Hortons?
If I'm doing coffee, it's cold brew, and it's usually coming out of my refrigerator. I brew my own.
There you go. Sounds like my wife, cold brew coffee. She loves it. She drinks a lot of it. She still stays skinny. I drink a lot of that stuff. My belly just gets bigger. Tim, how go you?
Crash it and approaching 24-mile road now. I don't know. I thought the idea was one of those boxes of Timmy Horton's coffee. That always probably works out good for a situation like this. NAWRO.
Truck, be right back.
Where's Dave this morning? All right, gentlemen, I am here at the bagel joint. Not sure if they're going to let me in. They're officially open at 7. Nope, doesn't look like it. There, it looks like there's cars waiting. Son of a gun.
You're going to have to let those cars wait, and you're going to have to walk up to the door. You can be first.
Yeah, I suppose. But I hope somebody's in there. You know, I hope their bagels are ready when they throw the open sign. Wasn't that the commercial? Time to make the donuts.
I found Dave.
Gee, why?
One, I guess.
K-E-I-Q. Morning, Dave.
Gee, why?
Just pulled up here to Big Apple. And I gotta wait for him to open. I'm bummed out.
Gee, why? K4ZYQ.
Good morning.
Morning, Joe. Gentlemen, you're a better man than me, Gunga Din, being out this time of the morning. I just woke up eating my breakfast here. And being entertained by a TV program with no sound. Pickleball. I'm not really a fan of it, but the girls are worth watching. Let's put it that way. But anybody notice if the Northern Lights actually did anything for propagation? Good morning, guys. Over to you, Sean.
Well, the guys I've been listening to, hold on, I got to jump. Looks like they're opening the door here at the bagel joint. Yeah, I got to jump, Joe. W8FU.
We must have bagels. Good job, Sean. Keep up the good work. just to tell you what I know, Joe, I don't know. I have, I've been working on some projects and have not been, HF for probably, I don't know, 10 days. I don't think I've been HF at all. So, don't know, and I haven't heard anything, but I expect we'll start hearing about it. Over. Who is, do you think we're to, are we to Wally? No, we're to Dave. Dave came in. Dave, go ahead, Dave.
I think Dave is still trying to get moving, which is fine. I grabbed some Tim Hortons coffee type thing and get that going for us and go from there. HF stuff, I don't have a clue. Got an extra license and I've never utilized it, never use it. It really, I am a totally anti-static type radio person, so I don't think even in retirement I'm going to get into HF. It just doesn't appeal to me, so I have no clue. What about you, Joe? You an HF guy?
Oh, KE4ZYQ. Returning it off. I haven't done it lately, but I have an indoor antenna, Comet Toy Box, multi-band HF antenna. A year or so ago, I turned it on, got on 10 meters, and picked up somebody from the Cayman Islands and all different places, but never got into it a lot due to the limitations of the propagation and the antenna that I have. But I got to tell you, with the, I don't know if it's the Northern Lights or what, but sometimes in the morning, I pick up the Ann Arbor repeater with my indoor attic antenna, and they were coming in the other day at about 30 over 9 with the 2 meters. And I was just unreal, you know, with the lack of moisture and the warm-up we've had in the sunrise. It's just amazing what happens even on 2 meters.
Well, gentlemen, may you have a productive day. WABPD at work.
Have a good day, BPD.
Have a good day, Brian. I got to get out of here for a second. I'll be back. WABPD.
Yep, have a good day out there, Brian. Keep putting money in that Social Security fund for everybody else. KE4ZYQ, this is one of the few repeaters I'm on the Mount Clemens that actually has the correct time. A lot of the other ones haven't set yet. Somebody hasn't set it for the daylight savings time, I guess. There you go.
All right, well, I'm just a couple miles, about a mile and a half away from my location. I hope you guys all have, for those that aren't at this meeting, I think that's probably just Joe. Joe, I hope you have a good day. Enjoy your breakfast. Enjoy your silent TV. And we will talk next time. This is November 8th, Victor Delta Zulu. And I'll be standing by as I approach.
Thanks for the well wishes. Same to you. Same to anybody, whether working, retired, whatever. Got to enjoy the days while they're here, because they go by quick. KE4ZYQ. I wonder where that bagel guy went to, KE4ZYQ.
All righty, on the road with the carbs.
Good news, Sean. Good news. Dave and I are sitting here in the lot, patiently waiting.
Okay, well, I just left the bagel joint, and I will be turning on the northbound growth spectrum 16 in about a minute, so should be but a couple of minutes.
Copy that. Make it a safe drive. See you when you get here.
Okay, there's a chance Paul's there, so if you see Paul, he can get you in. But otherwise, I'll see you in a few minutes. Gavieta, you. Paul, you listening?
Guys want a letter send?
That'd be a meeting.
NAWRO, check.
Pass 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
And I exit here.
KAPR from WAW.
WAFU, KPR.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm 22 minutes out.
All right, we are upstairs. Give a call when you get here, and as a matter of fact, if you get here before this meeting convenes, I think the guys want to talk to you here. There's some guys here from Oakland ARPSC that I think would like to talk to you about. What was it? Do you remember? Oh, programming a Kenwood repeater. Anyhow.
All right. I'll call you when I'm there. 954 is just KPR.
We'll be here. I'll be waiting for you.
This is K8YDR Mobile listening.
How goes the travel, Phil?
7 minutes out.
Roger, Dodger.
We eat breakfast at the wrong place. I just passed the Ham Cafe.
That's right.
Okay. Oh, which side of the road is it on, east or west?
East side. When you go north of 16, the Grosbeck will bend at Harrington, the hospital. It kind of bends to the left, and that kind of bends back to the right, and it's right after that, across from the Tim Hortons.
Roger. Call you when I'm there. KPR.
KPSU on an ATMH 444.35.
Okay, I am here. Where's the entrance on the side?
All right. Tim is coming down to get you.
Sorry, I'm just parking right in front of the, looks like the front door, KPR. WDAKLL.
WAZD.
What's on your plate for today, Wallen, after that riveting demonstration?
I am going to take wifey to brunch. I am going to go home and watch Michigan play Northwestern, because I have a vested interest in Northwestern, but I really doubt they're going to play them. I take that back. As soon as Michigan annihilates them, they'll probably play them. And then I have to help the wife move some yard furniture. So I go to the office and grab a trailer. So, got a busy day. And then she says something about me taking her out to some, I forget the name of the place. It was kind of a nicer place over there in Shelby Township for dinner. And that is my agenda. So, it's all planned out. That's why I had to get out of there.
kind of the same thing here. I got my wife's birthday and the Michigan game, and then we're going out to dinner. So that's all lined up. And that's about it. It's actually a pretty busy day for me.
Same here. And if there is any couple, 3 minutes, I'm going to continue cutting the lawn. Not really cutting the lawn. I got the blade set really low, and it's more like picking up the leaves.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a lot of leaves, but we got a lot of trees in our property. And we just, normally I would do it myself, but after my surgery, I'm not up to it, so I hired somebody to do it. We just did the front lawn, and it's stacked up about 2 feet high along the curb, so we can't even tackle the back until they come and get those leaves.
What, are you going to find a guy with one of those super-duper high-powered blowers and just blow them to the road?
Well, I've got a battery-operated Ryobi that have a number of batteries that can use. They last about 20 minutes apiece doing all that. But my neighbor across the street had a little gas-powered one. Not the kind you strap on your back, but just the kind you carry around. And he lent us that, and that helped a lot.
Yeah. Those guys that buy those, I forget, it used to be Still was the powerhouse, and now some Red something or another is kind of taking it over. I think that's what we got at the office. We use it for cleaning the parking lot. I never thought about that. Maybe we should go steal that thing. Of course, I'm sure somebody else probably beat me to it.
Huge thing on there. They carry them on their back like a backpack. What's going on? I'm in a little bit of unfamiliar territory here. Okay, I see where I'm going. Side stuff confuses me sometimes. Did the repeater disappear again?
The repeater went dead. I'm on Richmond.
Yeah, that happens occasionally. I wonder if I could hit Richmond. You know, I got 75 watts here. Let me see if I can do that. Hold on. Am I making
it? Yeah, signal's okay. Audio's a little light, but that's probably good stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I kept hitting it, and I couldn't bring up the repeater, so I don't know if they lost power or had a glitch or what.
Okay, I'm back on the .6. Yeah, it has an issue. It does that sometimes. It just goes away for a moment.
Yeah, it probably went on strike. It wants more money.
Yeah, it says, I've had enough. See what it's like without me.
There you go. Yeah, we had a good little sub-meeting there, and you showed up. That board is really intriguing. That thing has got my attention. I want to hear the fill report on that thing when you get done with it. That thing really has got me interested.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll give you a report. I mean, it's not going to get a lot of use, I don't think. You know, so, whatever. Anyways, so that's about it here. I'll catch you down the road. And I know Sean was talking about maybe doing a breakfast out in your neck of the woods one day. That, you know, if I've got nothing better to do, I might come out and join you on that one, whenever that is.
Yeah, we got to bring it up on Discord and find out when. We're thinking like Richmond area, so we could get Dakota and a lot of the other people that you know, Warren is just a monster drive for him, so I think we could get a pretty good to fair attendance into the Richmond market. So for you, I mean, granted it's miles, but it'll be an easy drive. You know, get up to 26 or 30 mile road and then just head east.
Well, that's easier said than done from my area, because nothing goes through. You have to zigzag. I've done that. You got to, go into Rochester Hills and then go north and then zigzag around. Usually end up going by the cider mill, the 8th cider mill and all that stuff to get out that way. But actually, I don't think I've ever actually been in Richmond.
Yeah, it's a nice community, real old school. They still blow the siren when there's fires. It's that type of community, but that's the type of community I grew up in, so I'm used to it. And, I mean, if I had to move again, I would definitely consider Richmond.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's, you know, because the place I work, we play a lot of radios for smaller towns because they can't afford the Motorola stuff. And found a lot of towns I didn't know existed. You know, there's a city in Michigan called Portland. We're doing some radios for them. I had no idea where it was. I know now, but more on the west side of the state.
Yeah, I think St. Clair County, I know the ambulance service and the fire service over there. I think they use your products over there too.
Yeah, it's funny. I was taking a lunch break from work and I was in a Wendy's and there's an EMT crew from somewhere up north was there and I looked on their and they had Kenwood radios on their belts.
Hey, as long as they work, that's all that matters. As long as they're durable. And I think it's a good brand. You know, it's, I wouldn't be, not happy not to have one. Just a second, I gotta dump this call. Dumped. I can't believe my phone numbers must have been sold 1,000 times over. I just been answering and hanging it up. Hopefully that maybe I'll figure out that the phone number's no good or something. Somebody told me just don't say anything, so I'm not. You know, and you couldn't insult these people enough. But anyways, back on the radios, Kenwood's fine. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, they're definitely not Motorola. You know, it's amazing how many, volume knobs and channel knobs, controls I have to replace. Oh, what's going on here? Traffic's at a standstill on Hall Road for some reason. There's police, according to Waze, there's police up ahead, so I'm assuming there's an accident.
Yeah, you got a Hall. Oh, I know, I was going to tell you, if that board doesn't work out for you, it doesn't fix your problem, I'll buy it off of you so you don't get stuck with it.
Well, right now it's Sean's, so, you know, if I like it, I'll buy it from him. If not, I'll give it back to him, and you can talk to him about it. But, there's a restaurant that's closed here. I could have sworn there was something here before, and it's gone now. I don't know what that is, but it looks familiar. Shinger and Hall Road. Wonder what that was.
I'm not sure. I thought I heard the Ford garage was out that way now, too. As a matter of fact, I know I heard it. I was thinking about doing something like that one of these times, too, because I've been down to the one in Dearborn a couple times, and I liked it.
Yeah, I've been to it. I've been to the one in Novi also. They're very good. I enjoy it. They have good selection. The food's good. Service is good. And if you, if you need some more rain clamps, you can throw some in your pocket. You know, that's what they have all the silver wrapped in a shop rag.
Yeah, there you go. Forgot about that. So, you know what? There's this knife. Have you ever been to Longhorn Steakhouse? Speaking of things to put in your pocket.
That's Kate here. Haven't been for quite a while. I can't think of what they have that you can put in your pocket.
Go ahead, whoever was there. PR, I called.
That was me. I was just identifying.
Oh, I thought it was somebody else coming in. Longhorn Steakhouse, it's like the best of the GPs as far as I'm concerned. But if you ever go there, check out their knives. Oh, my gosh. It is absolutely the best steak knife I have ever seen or had in my hand. And at Christmas time, they have a special. You buy a really nice box of four of them or five of them for like $50. But the lady was telling me, like, we bought a set for myself last Christmas, and the lady was telling me that's the number one stolen item in any restaurant is Longhorn steak knife.
Okay. Ooh, there's an accident up here. Yeah, I always wonder about that. They need a metal detector on the way out.
I mean, these things are built like knives should be built, so. But I had to have a set, so I said I'll take a set. And I bought them for my own Christmas present for myself last year. We use them maybe 3-4 times a year. We have company over, do some grilling on the, you know, because when I grill a steak, it's so tough, you probably need a knife like that. W-A-D-D.
Okay, now when you say a set, are they all, is it different sizes and like a real knife set?
No, it's four or five of the same. I'll send you a picture of it.
Okay, so if you have a dinner party, you can pretend you're at Longhorn Steakhouse. No, that's not the place that used to have the peanuts all over the floor, was it? No, that was a different one.
No, that was Texas Roadhouse. You still can get the peanuts. You have to ask for them, but COVID stopped the peanuts, and I imagine the peanut allergy stopped the peanuts too. But right around COVID time, they gave up giving peanuts away, which was kind of weird because I liked it.
Well, wasn't that the place that they used to throw all the shells on the floor, and I think somebody actually slipped and fell and sued them, and that's what killed the buckets and dumping it on the floor?
I hadn't heard that one, but that one wouldn't surprise me either. I mean, just everybody's so sue happy. That's why you get cold coffee till this day at McDonald's.
I'm not a McDonald's coffee drinker, but my wife likes it. We used to get a senior coffee if we're traveling and stuff. It always seems pretty hot. I don't know, hot at all, anyways. Not scalding.
Yeah, well, Marion and I, every time we go to a coffee place, we always say extra hot. I don't know if it means anything, but we like our coffee hot, hot. Well, sir, I'm going to let you go. Pleasure seeing you again, as always. A little different setting, that's always nice. Thanks to everyone who helped participate in doing that today. It went well, and I did my nice little part, and you have a great day, and I'm going to say go Northwestern for what it's worth, but I am sure they're going to get annihilated, so it'll be close for a little bit, but Michigan will wear them down. You take care. I'll chat after yours. I'll be gone after yours. WAZ.
Alrighty, Wally. Catch you later. Yeah, I don't, Michigan's not the big powerhouse it used to be. I think every game is not,
been a couple blowouts. Most of them have not been much of them that lopsided. So you never know. Catch you later. KAPR.
Yeah, watch for number 56 if you see them out there, but I highly doubt they're going to play them. They're trying to keep his shirt red. WVD, I know they're going to dress him.
W8FU.
That went well.
I think so. Yep, that was good call.
Okay, I'll just say thank you. And I was happy, and I think everybody was happy, and the guests were eye-opened, which is nice. So we're very fortunate there.
Yep, gotta get out there. Like I said, Dave and Mike has done a great job. Everybody else supporting crew, getting everything, getting things legit.
Yeah. If that, I was talking to Phil, I don't know if you heard us, but if that board doesn't work out for him, I'll take it from you.
All right, yeah. I mean, it worked perfectly fine for me. It's just that, you know, what do I need two for? And, you know, no one's going to buy mine. You know, that one's pretty. I mean, that's why I got it. I tell you what, I should show you. I'll show you the Pi that I was running with it. And it's a pretty cool setup.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Well, Tom's isn't going to be as pretty, but it'll be functional.
Well, what I did is I went to the same company that sold that hotspot radio node. The same place they go for their cases, I went to for a Pi 02W case. And so I did up a Pi 02W in the same little flat clear acrylic case, and they would travel together, and it was really nifty.
Oh, nice, very good. Okay, sounds good. So other than that. Come Marion with me. I told her I would take her to, well, now I guess would be a brunch. And then after the brunch, there's a sofa or couch or chair calling my name. I'm going to chill and watch the game. So that's where Phil's heading, to watch the game. So I told him, I says, yeah, I'm sure that Northwestern's going to get annihilated. And he wasn't as confident as that. So it'll be interesting to watch, and then I'll just keep my eye on, see if they play Mason. I don't think they will unless they get totally annihilated.
Yeah, they're still trying to get the extra year out of them, so they don't want to play them, you know, they don't want to play them past his best before date.
Yeah, and in fairness, too, they don't need him right now. You know, they've got a real strong defensive line as it is. So, but I think he was picked up for the future because they're going to age out, and I think that's why he's there.
Yep, that's what you got to do. You know, and if it's an extra year in the system, that's good for everybody. It's good for the school, and it's good for him, too, I think. I mean, I don't think he's in any big hurry to rush it, you know, and get that first year training, strength training, technique, all that stuff. And then, you know, and then when you start, you know, you're in a position to make a mark.
When does Michigan play Ohio State? Isn't that in a couple of weeks, or is that Thanksgiving weekend? I can't remember.
Well, let's see, we got two more, so three. So we got UCLA today, next week Saturday, I think Rutgers, and then I think the weekend after that. So I think that is Thanksgiving weekend, no?
Yeah, I think Marianne told me it was the last week of the month this year.
Always least the last game of the regular season. At least they're retaining that in the NIL 12-team CFP era. You never know. That could, with 12 teams and NIL and all that stuff, the well, it's really about the 12-team CFP. They pretty much committed to the last game of the season for Michigan and Ohio being the game. They would be silly to change that. So until further notice, I think you can always count on that, and I think, yeah, so what, is that the 26th? I don't know. But it's the only one I think Ohio has to worry a little bit about, because it doesn't matter how disparaging the talent is, it doesn't matter what the records are, that game has flipped both ways for years.
Oh, yeah. And this is going to be my final. I'm pulling into the breakfast place, but your 2.6 took a break when Phil and I were chatting in on it earlier. It took a lunch break or something, and then it came back alive. Phil said it's been doing that a couple, three times. I'm sure you're aware of it, but I figured I'd let you know.
Yep, I've noticed that. I don't know if that's something to do with the link between the networks. I'm going to have to record the time. So if you ever notice that, take note of the time. I can go look on the MI6 network and see if there was any kind of a bump or burp on the link between anywhere. It could be anywhere. It could be the link between the tower and the hospital. It could be the hospital to the county. I don't know. There's a couple of ways that could manifest.
Okay, very good. I'll take note of the time. I'm going to let you go. I'm where I'm supposed to be. You have a good one. And for what it's worth, go Northwestern. That'll be everything.
I will agree with that. Go Wildcats. Have fun. Enjoy your brunch. Hello, Marion. Sorry I should have said hello earlier. Later. W8FU. K8PR from W8FU.
WDA-KLL.
Good morning. Yes, 9 more minutes. Good morning. Just getting ready to go in the Polish market here. I thought I'd see if Phil was out here before I did. But I will be dropping out for a couple of minutes to pick up some borscht. What's up with you?
I guess it is good. Morning, Sean. How you doing? Just playing around the radio here a little bit this morning, getting ready to run some errands. That's about it on my end.
All right. Yeah, we had a ARPSC thing going on this morning. It was real good. Just a lot of we had fun. And just leaving that, and going to stop at the Polish market here. We got a Polish market that's really super super nice. And I am just parking here now. Let me run in there and grab what I'm here for, and I will be back out in a couple of minutes if you're still here. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, I'm going to run as well. Good chatting with you. We'll talk to you later. WD8KLL.
W8FU. Still in here, Greg? W8RCY from W8FU.
W8KLL Mobile.
8BB.
WD8KLO on the mobile.
WD8KLO, I think it was, K8BB. Name is Don, just out driving, sounds like you are too.
Yeah, we got it right, WD8KLO, K8EAE, I believe it was. Yeah, the name's Greg here, just out driving around here, doing some errands.
Yeah, call us K8BB, like big boy, Baker. Anyway, yeah, just heading out, actually heading to a social gathering for a few hours this afternoon, and then head back home and get on the air this evening for a little bit and operate some sweepstakes contest. That's about it, kind of a quiet day. Busy work day tomorrow, but quiet today.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I'm up in Grand Blanc, currently off the Flint repeater. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Pontiac, actually in Sylvan Lake, heading to West Bloomfield and Commerce and stuff, so I'm going to lose the repeater here pretty soon on the West Bloomfield repeater, which is kind of temporarily located with a small footprint right now while they're working on getting it relocated. I got a little bit of time, but not a ton here before it'll get out of range.
Okay, is that the is that Phil's repeater there in West Bloomfield? I believe it's a 500.
Yep. Yeah, in fact, I just drove past it. yeah, that's the one. That's 442.5. I'm just about a mile east of him in Pontiac, so I'm pretty close to it at this time.
Okay, yeah, very good. I don't get down south too often. I just work the Holly and Flint repeater for the FBI network up here, so great system for sure.
K8KCI.
Yeah, station, I think it was K8KCI. Go ahead. This is K8BB.
Yeah, I just listening. We're clear up here. Oh, I don't know what you guys know. It's the Burt repeater, so we're actually west of that. Sitting in my hunting shack, just relax out here, enjoying the beautiful day.
Awesome. The question is, have you seen anything?
Yeah, actually, we've seen quite a few. I had one of the neighbors shoot a buck and it come through. So I finished it off for him, and they came over. All the guys came and got it away from my shack, and we delivered it to the neighbor. So we're still there. Lots of shooting this morning. Sounded like a war to the south of me, but yeah. Nope, got nothing to do. We're just kind of hanging out, and did see a nice big coyote and a whole bunch of does and bucks early this morning, but nothing shootable yet, anyway.
That's awesome. I envy you. I wish I was sitting in a blind right now. I've been watching the deer out behind my house. I've got a trail camera, and there's a big 10-point that comes in my backyard every night, so just kind of watching him. I'm going to cut you guys loose. I'm at my destination. It was good talking to both of you. WD8KLL, I'll be clear.
Roger that. We appreciate it. And it's KCI. We'll just be monitoring the channel, continuing to relax out here to the beautiful sunny day. So you guys take care.
Well, I'm envious of the beautiful sunny day because it's gray and overcast here. Did you say that you were getting in on the Holt repeater? Did I hear that correctly?
Negative. We're working off of the first repeater. It's up here by Birch Run. And I'm over here actually north of the Wasso, probably 10 miles. And out in the woods, of course. And talking to you on a Rattail HT.
Okay. Yeah, I think I know where that repeater is. Kind of. I don't have a real deep understanding of what all's connected up, but I know the area you're in, so it's very good. Yeah, just making my way into West Bloomfield here, and once the terrain starts getting heavy, the repeater gets a little fuzzy. But yeah, not a hunter myself. I've never been out hunting, but a friend of mine posted something earlier today on his account, and he said he was out. He got his annual buck on his first day out. He already dropped it off at the processor, and he's going to pick it up, I guess, next week or something, pick up all the meat next week. So he said it was a good season, and it just started.
Hey, that sounds good. You know, the whole idea is, you know, I grew up on the farm out here, so that's kind of what I'm on, and we own it now, and it's just a thing, you know, when you grow up, where you grow up and what you do is what you like is, so that's why everybody just got to get along. But yeah, we process them ourselves and take care of it, and you know, they eat a lot of our crops out here too, so you know, we kind of have to do a little bit of protection for crop damage, so we try to just do what we can and donate any meat we can to anybody, so that's kind of what we're doing. But I just enjoy just sitting out here in the woods.
Very good. Yeah, it sounds like nice solitude. So, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to concentrate on driving here. This is turning out to be more traffic-y than I expected. But enjoy, and hope you have all the successes. K8BB.
All right, I appreciate it. Be clear with you.
Is there a reason for the endless ker-chunking of the repeater? WPGPD. According to the dashboard, that's radio hitting the Mayville repeater, beaconing every 30 seconds. WABPD clear.
KFADRC from WD8KLO. Nothing here, WD8KLO clear.
Are you having fun? Thank you.
ASADA.
The other one, GMRS, I could
pick up the handheld and maybe talk if I wanted to.
All right, Joe, we used to talk all over. I don't know if you remember Professor Don. I used to talk to him every day, about maybe at least 6-7 times. But what can he do? He had to go. You know, his time, I guess, came in, he had to go. So I really missed him, so can't do nothing about it.
KF8DRC, KE4ZYQ. I think you're talking about the Don I'm thinking about. That I think his ham radio call sign was WAAD, wasn't it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I forgot his call sign. He had the ZMRS call sign. He even had the extra license on the ham side. So.
Well, I got out today and got some stuff done. I had to pick up a prescription and then go to another store for groceries. And glad I got that done. Almost didn't make it home. It was a lot of work for me, but I got out just to make sure the rigor mortis don't set in. You know what that is.
Yes, I know what you're saying, Joe. I really do. And sometimes it gets to me. You got to go here. You got to go there. You got to go there. Sometimes I don't feel like going. So I just sit here and relax, watch TV, or get on the radio because I get on that 10 meter. But I've been busy really for the past month on that 10 meter. That 10 meter was booming every single day, but it has not been for the past 4 or 5 days.
I was wondering about that because people were talking about the Northern Lights, as you know, with the different electrical, propagation possibilities or whatever. So, yeah, if you were doing that, great. So, yeah, it sounded like recently you were talking about some of the exam dates of I think Hazel Park or somebody. You're getting those dates down because it sounds like you're going to be upgrading. I might have to wait till spring or summer. Because I just got so much I got to take care of, and it sounds like I'm always on the radio talking, but that's because I can't do a lot of other stuff, you know, and reading that book over and over again, I've been doing it every now and then, but, you know, I just take necessities first, you know how that goes.
John, but don't push yourself too hard, you just take it easy, and whatever he can make it, he can make it. And that's why I was going to go for general. And I think I will probably. I don't know, another 3-4 days, you know what I mean? I've been busy here and there, and today I was very busy. I wasn't even here. I was just told you a few minutes ago. And I don't know how it's going to be in another 4 days. They're going to have a testing on the east side with Land Cruise. So.
KE4ZYQ. Yeah, I was hearing you talking about that with the folks about Lance Cruz or the Hazel Park group doing the testing. And I think if they do a testing come this spring, and if I'm still alive and kicking and doing good, I'll try to work towards that and get tested and finally upgrade. But some people kind of frown on people like myself that don't upgrade right away or as soon as possible, but that's okay. You know, it's not a competition. It's just do what you can, enjoy what you got, and enjoy life. You know, not everybody has to be on the same level of license or whatever. Enjoy and just treat everybody nice. That's the name of the life itself, right?
Yes, Joe, that's for sure. Just take your time and do what you got to do. So if you cannot do it, there's always a time for another thing. I sometimes go on internet and go on online with a Zoom, and I used to, you know, do that when I got my technician license. But after that, I went to Land Cruise, and that's how I got my technician license. But now I go for general, and there's another And if I don't make it, they're going to be here in Troy in January. So they're going to have a test there too in January. So and it shows up on the ARRL. Shows all those things.
Well, you know, HF sounds interesting. It's great. I'm not going to be a contester. I won't be just talking to people, making contacts and saying, okay, thank you, goodbye. I'd rather just talk to people like we do on the local repeaters or whatever. That's more fun to me because I'm not in competition to get a bunch of people to say, I got 2,000 contacts. I said hello to them, they said hello to me, and then we exchanged signs, and that was it. But what I did a couple summers ago there, if you don't remember, Jack, I don't know, is I planned to talk through the ISS space station when it went over a couple of years ago, and I planned it when it was going over, and I got the frequencies ready. I shouted out, and I got through the repeater on the ISS and talked to two stations in New York, one in West Virginia, and I recorded that on a digital recorder. But I missed one of the astronauts one time. When the summer after last summer or so, when one of the other hams locally here in Berkeley, he made it in and got called on by the astronaut. I missed it by a fraction. Back to you.
FADRC. Yeah, Joe, I talked to them a couple of times, but it wasn't easy to talk to them. It was one time it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. The other time was about 3 o'clock in the morning. But that was, a little bit long time ago. And I got through with them before because I had a good friend of mine, Captain Don. I don't know if you ever heard of him. He talked to them all the time.
To me, yeah, KE4ZYQ, to me that was a challenge trying to catch the ISS going over at the right time. Because the window of opportunity, as you know, and a lot of people do, it's you're lucky if it's 4 minutes or less. A lot of times it's less or, you know, shorter time, but if you got 4 minutes, that's pretty good. But that's not necessarily talking 4 minutes. That just means that's the window of opportunity. But they're going at 17,500 miles an hour on average, so having 3 to 4 minutes, if you're lucky, that's pretty good. That's like trying to shoot a fly off of a flower, you know, at the other one end of our football field without a telescope.
Yeah, you're right. You got to be fast. And you have to know what you're saying. Really, that's what it is. There's another catch to it. They need to know where you're at. So I don't have it written down here. I do have it written down, but I don't know exactly what it is. It sounds like you got to say something 82, and that's how they know where you're at.
KF8, TRC, KE4ZYQ. Yeah, that's the coordinates of what zone you're in, what area you're in, 82. Yep, you're right. And when I caught it coming up above the horizon, I started transmitting, you know, intermittently, you know, when it started picking up. And being I got out with my vertical in the attic, and they heard, a couple stations heard me. I was one of the first to get on there, at least in this area, and they hollered back. And so we made contact, two in New York and one in West Virginia. They shouted back, and I gave my sign again, and I wrote theirs down, and I got them somewhere. I can't remember where I put them, but I got them somewhere and recorded, so that's pretty neat when that happens.
Yeah, you're right. It's very, very neat, and every time, you know, I get I go shopping a lot, you know, grocery shopping, maybe it's, I don't know how many times a week, but I do, and I carry my radio. People ask me, what is that radio for? I said, I talk to ISS. Oh, yeah, really? How do you talk to them? What do you say to them and all that? I just say, hey, it's only 3 minutes, and I just say my cosign, and they answer me back, and that's it.
Well, Jack, I have to compliment you on helping to rack my memory, because I haven't tried talking to ISS for maybe 6 months to a year. But when you mention the coordinates of where you got to give it so they know where you're at, it's EN82, Echo November 82. There you go. Does it sound familiar?
EN82, you're right. Yeah. I don't know. I had it written down here, but there's too many papers around here to find out where it is. But if I'm ready to talk to them, I will see where that piece of paper went to. All right, Joe. Well, good talking to you. We'll talk again. I just a little bit tired because I just came back. So, KFA, DRC. Good to hear you out there, John. Good talking to you.
Well, Jack, I couldn't pass up an opportunity to talk with you a few minutes because I know you're out there every now and then, but I don't interrupt a lot of QSOs or group conversations all the time. But it's always good catching up with you and talking to you and hearing you. I'm glad you're doing fine. Like yourself, I went out today and got groceries and had to pick up a prescription somewhere else. And I got to tell you, when I got home, I had to sit down and I waited to eat dinner, or lunch rather, and I ate lunch a little later than usual, and I was glad I didn't get sick because I didn't have any food in me, not just food itself. I'm not diabetic, but, you know, when you don't eat a while, your blood sugars and all can get out of whack, especially being older. But it's always good hearing from you, Jack. You stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk another time, God willing, and the creek don't rise. So KF8, DRC, KE4ZYQ, 73 for now.
I don't know if you can hear me because I'm pretty far away from the repeater, but whoever's trying to get into the repeater, your audio is really, really low. I'm getting full scale on the RF from the repeater, but I can't hear what you're saying at all. Maybe it's just me. 88 Jail.